and that's how I was born. Hey, everybody, welcome to Bad Advice. I'm your host, Trey Crooks. Sorry, it took me a little bit longer to make this one. Apparently, I'm making a lot of fucking excuses. Last week's episode was a good episode, but it was kind of rushed a little bit. I just felt like my friend, she didn't really want to do it. So I'm not going to force somebody to do something they don't want to do. Of course, we're back. I know y'all miss me so much. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube, make sure you do. It's Trey Crooks, Crooksy TV. Come on. And I just posted a video yesterday. I'm actually really proud of. If y'all don't know, I'm really proud of that video. I've probably watched it like over 100 times. That's where all the views are coming from. Like, it's probably 102 views, and I was the 100th. I've watched all, like, my whole, like, it's just, I'm really, like, happy that the video came out the way it did. And the crazy part is, I know I'm supposed to save this for a messy moment, but girl, let's get a messy moment right now. Okay, so the other night, I went out. Okay, I didn't really go out. I'm over a line of y'all trying to make it all cute. Okay, so the other night, there's this guy on Grindr, of course, or whatever. He was like, I can smoke you out. Let's, you know, I know you haven't been smoking, blah, 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 because I've been complaining. If you didn't know, I moved to Monterey. I'm about to move to LA next month or whatever. But he was like, I know you haven't, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's a third. I guess you need an ID, like a California ID and a medical card to go buy your own stuff or whatever. But apparently people are selling on the street. So, hey, more power to them. But this guy was like, let me smoke you out, blah, blah, blah. We can just chill and talk. I was like, hey, I love chilling and talking. He wasn't that bad looking, but I can do better. So I know for a fact we was going to be strictly like just friends. I just wanted to smoke. So we went back there. He came over here and I told him this is my mom's house. Lied. Told him this is my mom's house so he won't get any no funny fucking business. And he was like, okay, well, where you want to smoke at? So we can smoke behind the house or whatever. So we went behind the house. And after we done smoking, we was like talking. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about because I wasn't paying attention. And he was like, yo, you want me to drop you off in the front? I was like, oh, sure, whatever. I'm not thinking or whatever that I'm high because I just feel normal. So I'm like, okay, cool. How do I change this? Anyway, so I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. He starts driving. And girl, like, he had all the windows down. I thought I was in a fucking helicopter. And, like, I'm, like, all mesmerized because I have never been this high before. So I'm like, girl, okay, ooh, what the fuck? So after he pulls up to the front yard or whatever, I get out. And I'm thinking I'm already out. He goes, all right, see you later. So I'm out. And I'm walking up to the door. It's the longest walk I have ever took. And I turned around and I just got on the curve. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so confused what the fuck was happening. So after, like, I turned around, he was like, he was still there. And I honestly did not get that far when I turned around. He was like, you okay? I was like, no, I'm fine. I didn't want him to think that I was like a lightweight, even though I was. So I finally get to the door after like an hour probably. And, like, I'm inside, and I'm freaking out because I've never been this high before. So I'm calling all my friends. Mind you, all my friends are East Coast people, and this was, like, 12 o'clock in the morning. So everybody's fucking asleep. So I'm like, geez. And it's a weekday, too. So I was at, like, work and stuff. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, ugh. So I'm in here, like, by myself, looking around like I'm silly as fuck. And for some reason, I started getting really depressed because I'm just, like, nobody's here to talk to me, and my friend, she's upstairs asleep, she has to work in the morning, so I don't want to wake her up, and I'm surprised she didn't wake up, because I was talking real loud to myself, so, here I am. Oh, what the fuck, what else happened? Oh, no, okay, so I'm like, let me build my morale up, or whatever. I go to the mirror, and I don't know why, I gave myself the best drag performance, lip sync battle of my life for about like 2 hours in this mirror looking at myself and singing random ass songs that came my way. And like, I had a good idea for a video. So I like wrote everything down in my notes of all the stuff I was thinking when I was high. I was too high. So I wrote all my stuff down and where is it? Why was one of my high thoughts I put down? Well, one of them was do a video for Pitch Perfect because I love that little their back to basic thing. Oh, I love it. So that's the video that I posted on my YouTube, if you guys haven't seen it. So that's where that inspiration came from. And, you know, on top of that, I was tired of seeing all these negative comments about things I'm going to be talking about later on. In some reason, I wrote down this one thing, and I don't get it, but hopefully y'all get it. You are the image of perfection. Use it well and use protection. So apparently, don't be fucking these niggas raw, y'all. That's my advice to y'all. It's not cute. It's not even a cute look. So let's get to the gossip. I ain't one to gossip, but have y'all heard about the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood cast? Let me start. If you guys don't know, Love and Hip Hop is made by Mona Scott Young, I believe. The same person. Obviously, all the Love and Hip Hops and whatnot, or whatever. And the set list, Hollywood is actually one of my favorites. I really love Hollywood. And I think because they had like that the two gay couple in season two, Milan and the other one, Miles and Milan or whatever. And then like they became a ratchet mess afterwards. I don't know why I expected more. I was like, well, maybe this is gonna show, you know, some cool stuff, blah blah blah, about the gay community, and you know, show that we all don't have to be out, or we all don't have to be DL. And that's another story I'm gonna have to talk about later on in my life, y'all. So Love and Hip Hop, their cast members, okay, the people who are coming back for season four, Ray J, of course. I feel like he owns Hollywood. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, by the way. So, of course, Ray J is coming back, and his description is pretty much about that Scooty bike nonsense and him being a good husband to Princess. I just hope he's a good husband to Princess, and I guess they're starting a family, so beware of that. Lil Fizz is coming back. Don't know what he's doing, but apparently Monique Slaughter is dating a girl. I'm glad they switched that up. Apparently, you can dated girls now as a female cast member. I don't get it. I remember she mentioned something about that before when she was dating Rich and all that, but I feel like it's more a publicity stunt. I don't feel like she is like really dating women, I guess. Nikki's back, of course. She's not gonna miss her opportunity. She's not doing anything. Well, she's a businesswoman. Let me calm down. She's a businesswoman, but she tells us. Tia Marie, I'm going to give you a little backstory on my girl, Tia Marie. I love Tia Marie. I loved her when she first came out with Make a Girl Feel, and then she had No Daddies, and then that was actually my jam, even though I had a father that was present in my life. Ugh. That song still rocked. So that sponsor was a really good one. You know, if y'all missed the Tia Marie wave, y'all wasn't missing much, but she's I like her, and her little blazers that she only made three of, girl, you funny. Mazika's coming back. Mazika was on season one, if y'all didn't know, if y'all forgot, that got, apparently she got beat up by Young Berg, who is apparently coming back too. I don't know how that even is even a thing, but whatever. Nia Riley, hopefully they get rid of Soulja Boy. Safari's coming back. I love Safari, and he has his own, well, he's getting his own men's underwear and coconut oil. Okay, y'all, exactly. So, I like Safari, don't get me wrong. I love Safari. He was funny in his season. I just hope he brings it. I really do. I hope he kind of stays the same and not bring too much, because when you bring too much, you're Ray J. So, A1 and Lyrica. Lyrica's starting her, well, she's trying to build her career up. Hazel E, the fraudulent of frauds. I cannot stand Hazel E. Like, she's funny, but, you know what? They tried Hazel E with that wig on the first season when that girl threw that drink on her. I forgot who did it. And, like, her wig flew back, and you can see the little rubber band. I was over it. Another shocking person that you guys are probably gonna be crazy about is Keisha motherfucking Cole. What the fuck is wrong with Keisha Cole that she is, well, I lied. There's nothing wrong with Keisha Cole. She's doing the same thing. The description is, it says Keisha Cole is trying to balance her life, her music, and her family. See if she can, this young songstress can make it to the top. Young songstress. How old is Keisha Cole? That's what I want to know. I'll look it up later. But all I got to say is I like Keisha Cole back in the day on her first album, The Way. That was it. I think Kanye produced that or stuff or whatever. I like that. That was good. And then when she did it, the thing with I told you once, I told you twice. Oh, that was with Diddy. I like that. That was really good. She needs to come on, keep up with them and not with anybody else. But Monique Slaughter is dating some girl off of Instagram. I don't know her name. Alexis Sky, maybe. I don't know. But of course, she's going to beat up everybody or have an attitude problem with somebody. And one other person is going to be on the cast of Love & Hip Hop Season 4 is your girl, Chanel West Coast. Yes, Chanel West Coast. Oh, my God. If y'all haven't seen it, you guys have to watch the video with Charlamagne talking to her on Ridiculousness. And, like, since he wasn't lying, your music is whack. And then on top of that, you performed the next, like, day or whatever, and that performance was hella whack. Like, she kept throwing out things saying, like, oh, well, Lil Wayne and, you know, blah, 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 they signed me, so, you know, I have talent, blah, blah, blah. Girl, you don't, they can sign you and all this other stuff. You don't have talent. Like, you have talent, but you don't have the it factor then. That's what it is. That's why you're not on nobody's record. Nobody's like, oh, I want to feature Chanel West Coast. Nobody wants to be lame, girl. But keep doing your hustle, girl. That's all I can say. Keep doing your hustle. You're on Ridiculousness. You don't need it. I feel like you don't need this show. This is going to make you look real. Hopefully, this is an opportunity for you to look, like, to change the perspective in a good way that we have of you. Because after, I just don't get, you let Charlamagne get under your skin on your show. You look silly, girl. You look silly. You should have just sat there and be like, well, girl, I'm here and you are on the radio. Nobody see you, girl. And then, you know, he put it on Common Sense and all this other stuff. Anyway, you didn't have a dog in that fight, girl. I don't know if Soulja Boy is coming back. And Willie, Shonda, Jason, Rosa Acosta. Omarion, Rich Dollars. Okay, these are people who are not coming back. Because I don't think Amber is coming back. I don't know why they have... Oh, this must be the cast members, like, of all time. Yeah, definitely no for them. But let's segue off of that. Have y'all not seen Milan Christopher's nude illusion? I don't have a problem with him being nude. At first, I was like, I didn't know Paper Magazine, like showed penises and, you know, nude photos like that. It wasn't raunchy. It was a little raunchy, but it was cute raunchy, I could say. Don't knock his hustle. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. Like, and he has the body for it. Some of y'all don't have bodies for it. So y'all mad and jealous that Milan Christopher is on this paper magazine or earning a coin. And all he had to do was send his nudes in or, you know, them take a picture of it or whatever. But that body's banging. I'm no hater. And I love Milan and what's the other one's name? Miles on the show, even though they were just a complete mess. And a complete mess. I don't know what to say about that, but a complete mess. But hey, they're both cute. He's cute. I'm glad Milan is doing things. Oh, and Paper Magazine is the same place where Kim Kardashian posed in all nude and champagne fall on her ass. So that picture that, you know, she broke the internet with, that's from Paper Magazine as well. And I think there was another one. I think Amber Rose is like feminist protests, whatever she was doing with her vagina not on wax, and just, I don't know, whatever she was doing. I feel like Paper Magazine was behind that too. So kudos to Paper Magazine, even though the first time I've heard of them was on America's Next Top Model when Rita Ora was the host. Speaking of Rita Ora being the host, she's on another show. I think it's called Boy Bands or something like that. It's with Timbaland. And I'm not going to explain who Timbaland is if y'all don't know. Because why the hell are y'all listening to me if y'all don't know who Timbaland is? Like, this man, beautiful, let's just say. Packs of hot dogs behind his neck, but he's a beautiful man. And he makes the best beats. Like, ooh, him and Missy together. I just, like, I'm waiting for them to pull out something so I can audition to and dance and finally dance in a Missy Elliott video. That's my dream, to dance in one Missy Elliott video and them showing me, like, hey. Like, dude, you don't have to even show my face. Well, yeah, you do. I ain't gonna lie. I'm very vain. You have to show my face. So, Rita Ora is hosting another show about boy bands with Timbaland and, like, other judges that I really... Oh, I think, like, one of the boys from NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, one of the white boys that we all were in love with back in the day is, like, judging it or whatever. And the show looks pretty good, but I'm not interested in any boy bands whatsoever. I'm more of a girl group kind of guy. So if they had a show like that, you know, already I'd be watching my, like, Girlicious and Search of the Next Pussycat Dolls, Make It a Band 3, any type, Pop Star, whatever that show was back in the day, I was in it for all the, I don't know why, I love girl groups. They're just so, they're just everything. But yeah, Rita Ora is a host there. I know what y'all thinking. I really don't. But, Sis is getting her coin. Like, she might not make music no more, even though she's supposed to be Rihanna's replacement or whatever. But she at least she's making, she is hosting. She's hosting whatever allow her to host. I think she should have hosted America's Got Talent instead of Tyra. Even though Tyra is doing a great job, don't get me wrong, I love Tyra. But, you know, that's a job for, that's, I feel like that's an entry celebrity level job. Is being a host of that show or whatever. And, you know, they probably make a really good coin. And I feel like she would do good at that because she's very relatable. And if she wanted to, she can audition for America's Got Talent. So Nicki Minaj posted on her Instagram, Twitter page, whatever, that she is not going to be at the BET Awards with Remy Ma. She's going to be with the Champagne Poppy at the NBA Awards. I don't know what the fuck the NBA Awards are. I very recently found out the ESPYs was, you know, pretty much an award show for athletes. That's all I got for y'all for that one. The crazy part is, I don't know, like, Nicki, just perform with Remy or go on stage with Remy and talk it out or something. I know it was cute and it was fun at the beginning until we realized that you don't have any bars, Nicki. So, it's fine. It's okay. You do you. You make millions. Remy, you do you too. You make millions. Just support each other. I don't know. Whatever. What is sweeping the nation right now is the Fuckboy Ken dolls. I actually really want one. If you guys know a way to get me a Ken doll fuckboy, I want one. I just think they're just the cutest things. They are so cute. And like, and this is one picture I'm looking at. It's like every one of these new Ken dolls look like they text you up at 2 a.m. They do. And I just love like how Black Twitter took it and ran. Of course they did. About each and every one of them talking about this one is like, oh, a hotep nigga. Oh, a queen, I don't think you should be doing that. You know, you need to stop doing that because the white girls have... What was the one that was like, oh, I told you to stop eating corn because only white girls get periods. I was like, what? It was the dumbest thing I've ever read. But it was funny as shit, though. But I really do want one of those Ken dolls. At least they kind of look like what the guys look like now. Like, this one actually looks like me. So, I kind of want one. I'm putting a little gray streak in his hair or something. And, like, a little bit more thicker beard. But I want maybe 3, 4, 5. Actually, I want 5. Because that's my new life goal. Is in 5 years. I just told this man this earlier. In 5 years, I want to be in my mansion with 5 of my boyfriends. How awesome would that be? Having 5. No, I lied. 4 boyfriends. I want 4 boyfriends. I want an odd number of boys just in case. I don't want nothing even. I don't want everybody pairing up and leaving and going this way. No, I want an odd number of boys that are in love with me and each other. That's fine. I think that would be a healthy relationship. We don't have to go outside there and cheat because hopefully we all attracted to each other and we're all honest with each other. And we're in a mansion. Hello. Like, why wouldn't you want to be with me? I look good in a mansion. But I think that's what I want. No, I think that's what I want right now. It might change later on, but that's how my life is going to play out. I need a lot of attention, and I feel like 4 is maybe enough. Al Sharpton is tired of y'all nigga shit, and he can post a selfie whenever he wants, especially on Father's Day. The 62-year-old posted a pre-gym selfie and at the most MySpace angle. Somebody's reading him on this article. MySpace angle. But yeah, definitely. He posted this picture as a selfie. I don't know why in the back is a mirror of his full body. And ironically, it was on Father's Day. And he looks like a toddler with his father's face. You know how like Snapchat always have that like filter of making you look old? That's what it looks like. They're like a kid has like that filter. It makes him look like Al Sharpton. Woo! He is a mess. Like a hot fucking mess. I love it. And when he was doing push-ups, he looked like he was giving birth. This angle, this MySpace pose, this whatever. He looks like a dog. Like, what are those dogs called? The little a lab. He looks a little lab. He's so cute. He's so cute and little. I don't know why he's so skinny. But hey, if he likes it, I love it. So our last story is PNB Rock is in trouble for messing around with a 15-year-old girl. She lied about her age and was in the club. And I guess he messed around with her and boom, she's only 15. Like, where do I start with this? First of all, you're 15. Why are you in the club? No, I'm not supposed to blame the victim. But girl, like, you in the club, you 15. Why is your mama letting you go out? You must have snuck out, obviously, because I know nobody's mother in the right mind will be like, oh, you're 15, go in the club and talk to older men. Because that's not a place for a 15-year-old. And she, if y'all seen this picture, this little girl, I mean, this girl do not look, she looks young, but, like, not that young. Not this mixed girl haircut that she got on and, like, this outfit. Her outfit doesn't. Okay, I'm going to say it like this, because I'm treading on thin water right now. Well, thin water, is that a thing? I'm treading on ice? Eggs? Macaroni. I'm treading on macaroni. Just because she dressed like that don't mean she's of age or whatever. But, you know, girl, like, you got to take responsibility. It's crazy because I don't, should you check ID as well? I know the bouncer checks ID, so you don't have to do it. But now guys have to check ID for them, for their sake, because this is some crazy shit. I don't know. I feel bad for the guy, and on top of that, I feel bad for her, because she's trying to be grown, and maybe it's a lack of guidance, or maybe it's just the social media going on that she's, like, wrapped up in. And I don't know. I don't want to blame the mother or the father or whoever, because I don't know her story. I don't know her life. And, you know, people would say anything on tabloids and saying, like, oh, well, she was mistreated at home. That's why she acts like she's 30. Like, girl, it doesn't. And another thing, like, when you're talking to somebody, you can kind of tell, like, how old they are and their mindset. Some people, I'm not saying everybody, some people, you can tell how old they are with their, like, the way they think. And you're just like, oh, that's real childish, the way they think. Like, that's real blah, blah, blah. You're not mentally up there just yet or whatever. Like, what the fuck a 15-year-old got to talk about to me? Nothing. So be careful on the streets, everybody. Not just men, everybody. Because bouncers ain't checked. I feel like the club should be shut down. I think every club, if you let any minors in, if they come, like, sneak in or whatever, and somehow they let this minor in, and this girl is just drinking, or boy is just drinking, and this and the third, and gets discovered, and this is a rape charge case against another person, the club should be automatically shut down for a lack of security. Like, we're supposed to go to a club and, you know, be free, and this is a release for all of us. Now we got to look around and worry about if that person is 15 or not. Fifth fucking teen. You know what I was doing at fifth fucking teen? It was 2005. I was 15, and I didn't have a job, obviously, but we just moved to Florida? Tampa. We just moved to Tampa. I was a new kid. It was half the year already over. I got into that school, I think, in December, and I didn't start until January. And I was just a new kid. I was like the new kid. I don't know. I was like 10th grade or something. I don't know. It was some crazy shit. That's what I remember being 15, not sneaking off and going to a club and trying to be grown, even though I thought I was fucking grown at 15. Don't get me wrong. I thought I was. And especially when I got my first job at 16, oh, y'all couldn't tell me nothing. I was like, well, I could do blah, blah, blah. Even though I was on strict punishment every fucking day of my life. And I couldn't do anything because my parents were strict, I guess you could say. But that's besides the point. I'm getting off topic. The girl's 15. Girl, you need to go ahead and grow up a little bit more before you go to another fucking club. You need, like, something needs to happen. Like, ankle bracelet or something. Like, all her life until she's 18 so she can't go into another club. I don't know what she needs. But that, girl, like I said, raise your kids. Don't let the internet raise them. Y'all know everything I'm saying is my bad advice, so I don't have to have a whole segment of my advice to you guys, because I already said it. Something, something, protection, and anyway. So, here's a thing to think about. I had a friend, she posted a video. I saw a video first, and it was this woman, white woman. I'm going to tell you this why. It was a white woman. She was yelling and saying, like, you know, y'all don't have any white doctors. I need white doctors. I don't want this brown doctor with these brown teeth and other stuff or whatever. She was being really crazy. But it's at the doctor's office, and she was being crazy, and her kid needs to be seen. I'm like, okay. So I shared it, and all I wrote was, I hope the kid got taken care of. And then told his mother what's up, because that was kind of crazy. That was not kind of, that was real fucking crazy. So one of my friends, Maya, hey girl, she posted, she shared that video, and all she put was the eyes. One of her friends, apparently she went to my school or not, I don't care, she's a bum bitch. She writes underneath the thing, one bad apple don't spoil the bunch. She sends me a message and is like, what do I say about that? And I didn't see it until she told me about it. So I looked at it and I'm like, what does she mean about that? Like, not one bad apple spoils the bunch. Like, you not see what's happening, girl? Like, what do you, like, all my friend posted was just eyes. The little eye emoji, like, the two eyes looking, like, left or some shit. Wait, is it, are they looking left? Yeah, they're looking left. Don't correct me. So, I write underneath, I'm like, well, girl, if I have a spoiled apple in my bag, I'm going to throw out the whole bag because it's contaminated. And she writes, you're going to throw out a whole bag? I said, I'm just saying the dumb shit that you're saying, girl. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And she went on, she's like, not all white women, blah, blah, blah. And that's my fucking problem with people. Nobody said nothing about white women in the post at all. Nobody, even though the video was like this, white woman, blah, 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 don't want this and that third. Oh, this lady. It didn't say white woman. I'm sorry. It said this lady. This girl took it upon herself. You guys know she's a white woman, probably. Well, yes, she's a white woman. So she took it upon herself, and it was like, oh, well, you know, you're trying to bring us down, saying that all white people are like this. Nobody said that, girl. Pay attention. We're just saying. Nobody said anything about that. You made it a racial issue, and you kept being ignorant the whole time when, my friend's homegirl, Amanda, like, came on there and was just, she was giving her the business, y'all. She was reading her fucking rights, but nobody was rude. She was telling her, like, this wasn't a racial issue, or this wasn't, like, nobody was attacking nobody about it. White people feel so offended when you post another white person doing something crazy, but they can post all kinds of black people getting shot, getting murdered by their family cop or whatever, their favorite cop or whoever, or showing these black kids getting beat up by other people. Like, white people are so quick to do that. Not all white people. I did not say all white people. So before you start getting your fingers typing, I didn't say all white people. So, and I don't give a fuck either. So pretty much like what Amanda was talking about was the same thing I was talking about. Like, all these people in this hospital, like, there was a bunch of white people in the hospital too, of course, and not one of them said anything to the lady that was going off. It had to take a brown girl to go up and say something and go off on her. And the lady was just like, oh, you are in my personal space. You are blah, blah, blah. And, like, no lie. Like, there was girls in my inbox, that commented on the video, white women, was telling me, like, she's out of line. This and the third. It's like, no, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, reading her fucking rights. So I was confused where she, like, missed the connection or whatever. And she was just like, well, I'm going to do something that's important, like, play with my son. All right, bitch, you go ahead and play with him, girl, and hopefully he can educate you on some sensitivity, girl. So in conclusion, if you have any complaints, white people, about my podcast, if you think I'm racist, if you think I'm crazy and over the top, especially on my Facebook and YouTube and all the other stuff, because I'm going to talk about it everywhere I go, the social injustice that black people face every fucking day. If you don't like it, please unsubscribe. Or email me at idontgiveafuck.com, girl. Thanks. I feel like that was kind of mean. I still don't care. But let me end this on a lighter note. TV shows. Claws, y'all need to start watching. Claws, girl. Yes. I love Niecy Nash and everything she does. And, oh, what is that actress' name? My favorite. Like, she's from True Blood. The redhead girl. Claws. I'm looking it up right now, y'all. As we speak. Jen Lyon? No, Jen Lyon is not her. Just get Carrie Preston. I love Carrie Preston. I really do. I don't know. Every time I see her on, like, TV, I just want to cry and hug her. I'm just like, remember that time you used to work for my lot? I know. I got to separate them or whatever. But she's still a doll to me. Karrueche Tran? Y'all better be watching out for her. She's cute in here. Very cute. Like, I'm not talking about her appearance either. Like, she's cute. Her acting is cute. Another show. Okay, so if y'all ain't watching Basketball Wives, Jackie Christie's acting a fucking fool for no reason, charging after a girl named BJ. And first of all, BJ, you a punk bitch. So I hope Jackie gets to you and whoop that ass. Jackie was kind of correct when she came for Evelyn, saying that she needed a moment, because Living Lazada flopped, like everything Evelyn does, like her marriages. But I do like Evelyn. Don't think I'm being shady for no reason. I respect Evelyn. But, you know, Jackie was kind of correct on a couple of things. That she needs another opportunity, maybe to... The baseball player's money is running dry. I think she's probably doing it for her own image, because everybody thinks she's a bitch anyway, and this show is not going to make it any better. Tonight is the night, you guys. I know I'm 3 hours behind, but they are crowning the America's Next Drag Superstar. And I hope it's Peppermint. I'm a Peppermint fan, y'all. I'm sorry. I know she wasn't doing too well at the beginning, but the bitch is turning it out. She turned it out. And she's getting her own documentary on something Peppermint. I forgot what it's called. But I'm going to be watching it no matter what when they get the funding for it. I cannot wait. I love Peppermint. Everything she's about. Like, her being, like, everything. Her performance. Some of her outfits were kind of like, But, you know, I feel like with more money, she's going to look a lot better. Well, the outfits are going to look better. She's always been beautiful. If y'all don't know, Peppermint is, she's trans. That doesn't describe her. She's an amazing bombshell. And I'm just standing for her. Shea Coulee's great. Don't get me wrong. I love Shea. And I love Sasha Velour and Trinity Taylor. They are amazing people. But, you know, Peppermint's better than y'all. That's my case. If you guys don't know, you guys can follow me on Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. I'm going to, I guess, start back my Twitter since I'm here in the West Coast. So, follow me on Cocaine Crooks 18. I know y'all want my Snapchat still, and I won't be sending that out because I barely get on it, and it'd be a waste of time. You guys follow me on YouTube, Trey Crooks, and subscribe to this podcast. And of course, if you have any questions and you want to get in contact with me and the show, please, please, please email badadvice1821@gmail.com and we can schedule something, arrange something for, you know, maybe our next host or co-host. This is Trey Crooks, and I guess I love y'all or something like that. Whatever. Oh, and one more thing. You will soon be confronted with unlimited opportunities.